Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. It's sunny out, but quite cold, and I'm on a windy stretch of road. That's pretty brutal. The other exciting thing is that I'm wearing cowboy boots for the first time in my life. This coming summer, we're going on a horse packing trip for one of our vacations out in Yellowstone, and we needed to get cowboy boots for everybody because when you're riding a horse, you want a heel that can catch the stirrup, but you also want a smooth front sole so that your foot can slide out of the stirrup if you fall. And I didn't have anything that would fit that bill. So I scoured Etsy and found this pair of Texas Country cowboy boots. I say Texas Country in this very subtle font across the main part of the boot, which is pretty funny. I didn't even notice that, but you know, they're like a used pair of cowboy boots. They're really lovely. The leather is gorgeous. It's okay, Willa. And I have to say, they're really comfortable. So I decided to wear them today just to see how warm they would keep my feet. I'm wearing my regular winter socks. And, you know, heeled boots aren't the most comfortable thing to walk a couple miles in, but in general, they're very comfortable. I am curious to see, I need to buy a multimeter so I can test this, but I'm curious to see if the leather foresole on this, it's got a little rubber heel sole, but the leather foresole on this makes me more grounded when I'm wearing it than I would be. I mean, obviously, I'm more grounded than I would be if I was wearing a rubber-soled shoe, but whether it makes a significant enough difference that I'm actually grounded when wearing these, I'll be curious. But I have to say, you know, a layer of leather goes up your shins somewhat. Really does a good job of keeping you warm. Okay, so other than that, it's cold as snot out. I want to talk today about lagging indicators. So I've been thinking about this in writing the book I'm writing. Part of what I was thinking about today for that is how our self-image lags behind our behaviors, and that's because our body shape lags behind our behaviors. Right. In this instance, I'm just talking about deciding to do something that's going to change how your body looks or feels. And actually, how your body feels will often be much more malleable. And I think that this principle is something that works. Something that is true even in situations that are not about your body, but in the example I'm going to give is about your body. So let's say you want to change the way your body is, and you start changing your behavior. Well, your body shape is actually going to lag behind that behavior. Right? It takes a long time to change your body shape, especially if you want it to be a long-lasting change, right? In general, the faster you change your body shape, the more willing your body is to go back to what it was before. And that's and since our body lags behind our behavior, and our sense of who we are is so rooted in our body, well, then our sense of self is still rooted in our body, which means that that's why when you get discouraged, you revert back to the behaviors that were the stasis that created your body shape as it is now to begin with, because that's still where your sense of self is, right? You change the behaviors, your body, your sense of your body is lagging behind. And that means that when you get discouraged, it's very easy to revert to who you were before you changed your behaviors, to drop a habit, for instance, to let go of the idea of who you were. And probably that seems to me like a result of it not being fully, as fully fleshed out in your mind as it could be. You know, one of the most helpful things for me, I'd say a turning point in my health journey, is one night I had a super vivid dream. And in that dream, I had lost my stomach. Right? I'm in the process of losing it. I'd say I'm in the messy middle right now, but in this dream I had lost the weight that I have carried on my stomach for the last 10-15 years. It was not there. And it was so vivid a feeling, this sense of who I was without that, that I've been able to hold on to that. And I think that that kind of visualization, whew, now I'm too hot. I think that kind of visualization is extremely helpful when you're in that messy middle and you are in the process of changing something about yourself, but it's not really changed yet. It's not like maybe you're solid about the habits, but it's just a long time to get there. And I think that that can be extremely helpful, because what it does is it helps your sense of self be more caught up than your body is, right? Your behaviors are out in front. Your sense of self, well, your behaviors are out in front. Your body is back behind that. And your sense of self is rooted to what your body is. And so if you can change your perception of what your body is, what it could be, if you can visualize that so clearly that you could taste it, it was you. You're not just daydreaming about it in abstract terms. You felt what it felt like to be that way, to be strong or to be fit or to be slender or to be healthy. Or to have enough weight on your body, coming from the other direction. You felt what it was like to be that best version of you. It becomes a lot easier to stick to the habits that you have decided upon, even when it's taking a long time, because your sense of self is not shackled so firmly to who you were and the body that you had and the body that you may still have, or be closer to the body you have than the body you want to be. I think it can just give us that extra boost. And I think this principle can apply to all sorts of things in life. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the things that hold us back. Right, and something I've talked about in the past is my sense of overwhelm and shame about not being as good at the bookkeeping for the business as I want to be, and leaning too hard on my wife to do that because she had training to do that. And then it was a learned helplessness on my part. And one of the things that I've noticed changing as I've finally tackled bookkeeping and learning bookkeeping for myself is and taken on that as a I've had to change my sense of who I am. And you know, the story I told myself is, oh, I'm not good at that. And as it slowly changed to, yeah, I'm okay at that. I'm competent enough at it. I'm, you know, that's been such a tremendous change. And what I can see is that I can now daydream clearly about what it would be like to, I gotta pause and get the dog out of the basket. What it would be like to be someone who is totally competent at this. Hi, Maisie. Let's get you out of the basket, dear. Come here, hold on. There we go. Ah, there you go. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Hold up. And having, being able to see what it would be like or feel like to be totally competent in that way makes it so much easier to stick to the behaviors that are going to make me that way. And I guess, you know, I guess this is the principle of momentum, right? Momentum begets momentum. But I think within this idea of momentum, it's like the more you can really finally visualize exactly who you want to be, that really helps you hold on to that feeling and stay on the path that's going to get you to that place, even when you're feeling discouraged. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.